You can find other hot erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Once again, you have found yourself wanting and needing to enter Dominica's realm, my world, where I make all the rules and you obey. Feeling a little scared, not quite sure why you're here. That's all right. It's okay, baby. Because Dominica will take care of you. Just lie back now and listen. Lie back and listen. You find yourself in a plain white room, lying on a bed. The bed is soft and fluffy and comfortable. There is no pillow, but your head is raised just a little, like in a doctor's office. You turn your hands over so you can feel the surface of the bed. It's soft, yet firm, feels like leather. You continue to lie still while your eyes gaze around the room. The walls are white. The ceiling is white. There are no pictures, no windows. Light seems to come from somewhere. Maybe a lamp behind your head. The room is so quiet, so restful. It seems a nice place to relax, a very nice place to fall asleep, to just let your thoughts drift. Your mind empty, to let go of everything. Let go of all those distracting thoughts and just look at the blank walls. Let go of all thoughts of people and places, worries of money, of your job. Just simply stare at the white, blank walls. Just enter Dominica's realm and look at the nice, blank, white wall. Feel your eyes drifting closed and your breathing slowing down. Inhaling so slowly and fully. One, two, three. Hold it. And exhale. Three, two, one. Your eyes slowly open. As you inhale again. One, two, three. Hold it, and exhale, 3, 2, 1. Just breathe and look at the nice blank walls. Enter Dominica's realm and look at the white blank walls. Deep in Dominica's realm, white, blank walls. Breathing so deeply, so naturally, so deeply. Gradually, you begin to realize you have been lying here for a long time, just staring at the walls and breathing. You are not strapped down. You are not restrained in any way. It's so seductive just lying here, letting everything go. Just letting everything slide through your empty mind and go blank. You hear my voice saying that word over and over and over. Blank,
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 blank.
Blank,
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 blank.
And each time I do, your mind goes blank. Your thought processes stop. And your mind becomes clear. Clear,
clear,
and empty.
And empty.
Blank.
Blank,
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 blank.
You become so blank, staring at the nice white walls. But you notice my voice sounds different, far away, not directly in your ears at all. You hear me say blank, and your mind goes blank. Then you hear nothing. You wait. And hear nothing. You miss my voice and wonder why you don't hear it. You roll over onto your side on the bed, sit up, and look at the headrest. There is nothing there, but on the floor nearby is a set of headphones. They must have fallen off. Stand up now and reach down and pick them up. Pick up the headphones. You can just barely hear my voice saying, blank. Your fingers go limp, and the headphones drop to the floor. Now you remember. You were being brainwashed. The word echoes in your mind. Brainwashed. You are excited. Your sex actually begins to swell and throb at the idea. Just thinking of the word brainwashed. But that's the conditioning, isn't it? You're a little scared. You find yourself drawn towards this experience, seduced by it. But you also feel like you should run away. You should resist. Try to resist. Can you? And follow? Try to hold on to yourself. To what is left of you. To what I haven't warped and erased already. No. Wait. You grab your head. That's my voice you hear. My conditioning talking. and you're not even wearing the headphones, I'm already inside your head. You look next to the lamp at the head of the bed and see that there is a door in that wall. You carefully, quietly try the doorknob and find that it is unlocked. Carefully, slowly, quietly, you open the door and peek out. There's nobody around. You know this is your chance. This may be your only chance. You step through the door into the hallway. Look left. Look right. There's a door to your right that leads outside into the sunlight. You walk towards that door. Take a quick glance behind you and walk outside. Down a couple of steps. The dirt causes you to remember suddenly that you are completely naked. Your hands slide up from your hips to your chest, to your neck, where you feel the one item of clothing you have been permitted, a leather collar around your neck with a small padlock on the front. The path leads to a dirt road, one of several that crisscrosses between the various buildings here. Several houses, a large house for Mistress Dominica, some small storage buildings, and way down the road, a barn. Male and female slaves are everywhere, carrying work tools, carrying sacks and baskets. All of them are naked, except for a collar. Just like yours. And a brand on their upper thigh. You look down on your own leg and realize that you are wearing a small bandage over a spot that aches dully with pain. Yes, you remember being branded. Ms. Dominica's collared and branded slave. Resist. Try to save yourself. Try to save. That's what you need to do. Resist. You must resist. Try to resist. You walk toward the tool shed and pick up a shovel. If everyone is naked, carrying something, no one will notice you. Just one more naked slave. Not far away, you can see the forest that surrounds the compound. If you can only get to the woods, maybe. You can get away. Get away and save yourself. You didn't realize that it would happen, but you wanted it to. Your subconscious needs it to. And now it's happening, and it's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. Perhaps you'll have to shut down. The sun overhead is so hot on your naked skin. The forest looks cool and restful. You follow the path, walking side by side with the other slaves. It is spring, and you see a team of male slaves in the field. Three of them are yoked together, pulling a plow, while another slave guides the plow, digging deep furrows into the soil. You can smell the freshly turned earth. You see that their naked, sweating bodies are strong, muscular, bronzed by the sun. And each slave has a huge erection. They have all been deeply conditioned to think constantly of Dominica's breasts and toes. In my divine, sweet pussy. Every minute that they work, and they work so hard for Mistress, hard and throbbing every minute of the day. Nearby, a group of female slaves are planting, carrying baskets in one hand and scattering crop seeds with the other. They try so hard to concentrate on their work, but their free hands keep straying to their pussies or breasts. They just can't help themselves, masturbating and planting, masturbating and planting. Some of them have been locked into chastity belts, and little covers have been attached over their nipples. Their hands rub at any bare flesh they can find. Their thighs, the curves under their breasts, needing to touch themselves. You realize that your sex is pulsing and throbbing again. Is it the naked slave so helplessly aroused under my control, or is it my control making you so aroused? As you think about my beautiful green eyes, my sexy voice, my voice that makes you sleepy, sleepy and numb and quiet and so very aroused. You just want to stop walking and listen to my voice and gently stroke your sex, stroking your will away for Domenica. That's what it says. The sign seems to have too many letters on it. Your hand gently glides between your legs, stroking, stroking, your mind drifting, resist, obey, stroking, resist, obey, stroking, resist. That's what's on the sign, resist, but it looks like obey. You realize you cannot get out that way. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. Perhaps you'll have to shut down or resist, in which case you will collapse upon yourself and shut down. You turn around and start walking down another road towards a different part of the forest. Try to save yourself. Nobody seems to notice that you have changed direction. Near the barn, you pass several femi-slaves carrying baskets of eggs. Their huge baskets jiggle as they walk. Their asses sway gently, like my crystal. Each one has a big, ample smile on their face. A few more girls pass carrying pails of milk, all of them headed towards one of the other buildings. They walk inside a big double door and hand their baskets or pails to another slave, who sets them aside. She pats each girl on the head and says, "Good girl, Susie," and fingers the girl's clitty 1, 2, 3 times. Then back the girls go for more eggs and milk, grinning and giggling. You walk around the barn and find yourself face to face two strong male slaves, hitched like ponies to a cart. And just getting into the cart, you see me, Miss Domenica. I recognize you immediately, call you by name, and I command you to kneel on the ground. Your craving to obey is so strong. Your knees begin to bend. You are almost to the ground. Then you grab the shovel tightly and pull yourself upward into a standing position. Run, slave, run. You drop your shovel and begin running toward the forest. You hear me sound the alarm. Escape attempt. Escape attempt. Call out the hounds. You hear the crack of a whip and hear the cart behind you beginning to move. The pony boys beginning to run. I am chasing you. Faster, my little slave. Feel your heart pounding. You run down the dirt road. The trees are so close. So close. The cart sounds like it's right behind you. Suddenly you are among trees, dodging and twisting between them. The ponies cannot follow you now. You run further into the forest, stubbing your bare toes on the roots, scratching your naked skin on the bark of the trees and the outstretched branches of others. Which way? Which way? Try to resist. I want you to try. You run forward, but the trees are too close together there. You're going to have to turn left or right. You have no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. You run to the left, hearing my voice in your head, seeing my crystal before your eyes, telling you to resist, telling you to sleep, telling you to run, telling you to obey, telling you to obey and sleep, obey and sleep, obey and sleep, run, obey and sleep, deeper and deeper, obey and sleep, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the woods. You hear them now, the hounds, you hear them barking and howling. They follow you, obey and sleep. You hear them running between the trees, dozens of them, faster than you can run, catching up. Sleep, run, sleep, obey, 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 run. Your legs feel so heavy, like lead. My voice tells you to sleep. My voice tells you to resist. I overpower your obedience to resist. But when you try to resist, my voice tells you to sleep. My voice tells you to resist. Resist and sleep. You lean against a tree. You want to lie down and sleep. I overpower your obedience to resist. But when you try to resist, you only obey. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. Barking, howling, you see them. Just can't believe your eyes. All of them are naked, just like you, with a collar and a brand and a look in their eyes that tells you they are nothing but a pack of animals. One of the men points at you, turns his head back to the rest, and howls. All of them howl back and begin to run towards you on their hands and legs, all fours like hound dogs. Somehow you find a burst of energy. You dodge through the trees. Run, slave, run. Weaving through them. Gradually you pull further and further ahead of the pack of hounds. The dog slaves sleep. You shake your head. Sleep. How long have you been running? Sleep. The forest is so dark. Sleep. Is it nighttime? Sleep. You just want to lie down and sleep. 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 Lie down and sleep. You cannot hear the dogs. They must have given up. I must have given up. Dominica, give up? You can't quite believe it. You are so thirsty, thirsty, and hungry, and tired. You rest your naked back against a tree and doze. Ms. Dominica, give up? Your eyes open, and you see me standing before you, dangling my shiny crystal. It swings back and forth, back and forth. You cannot pull your eyes away from it. Feeling so sleepy, I never give up. I raise the crystal higher, so its light falls upon my face, and you can see my brow arch as I stare down at you. You hear my voice say, I never give up. I don't need to. I Bend forward, my soft breast so close to your face. You are already here. You look deeply into my cleavage, losing yourself in the darkness. You will always be here. You will awaken from the dream. It is light. It is morning. You are all alone in the forest. You can hear somebody walking through the forest now. Two sets of steps. One sounds like little boots crunching on the leaves and twigs in the forest floor. The other sounds like big bare feet and hands. You crawl. Oh no. You can just barely see between the trees. Yes, it's me, Dominica, holding a leash. And at the end of the leash is a beautiful woman on all fours, a slave, naked and collared. She slinks around my boot legs, rubbing against me like a giant cat. Then she slowly looks up, directly at where you are hiding. You see me look towards you. Then I reach down and unhook her collar from the leash. With a leap, the woman bounds towards you like a tiger, so fast you can hardly believe it. Run, Slave, run. You are panting as you run between the trees, changing direction, twisting, turning. What would work? Climb a tree and hide? Double back? Suddenly you realize you are lost. You have no idea what part of the forest you are in. Which way is toward the compound and which way is out? There is no way out. You are trapped. All options have been destroyed. You cannot hear me walking about. You know it's happening. You didn't realize that it would happen, but you hear my voice inside your head, calling you back to me, calling you back to Dominica's realm. And when you attempt to resist, try now and find it. Resistance is obedience. Blank. Blank, 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 blank. You gradually realize that you have been sitting on the ground, staring at nothing, staring at the empty space between two trees, not even looking at the ground. Feels so good to be empty and blank. Empty and blank. Empty and blank. It is night again. You look up between the trees and you can see the full moon in the sky. You are even thirstier and hungrier than before, but worse. Your mind is so quiet. You have not heard my voice in your head for several hours, and your hunger for my voice. You feel lost without me, lost without my control, lost without my voice in your head, programming you constantly. Constantly, constantly, constantly. You look through the trees, and in the distance, you think maybe you see a light. You need to do something. Stand up and walk through the trees towards the light, stepping over the roots in the moonlight from overhead. Around the branches in the darkness, a few more steps, and you emerge from the forest, and there is the light you saw. It is the headlight of the car. Your car. You look inside through the window, but the car is empty. You try the handle on the passenger side, and the door opens. On the seat are your clothes, and the keys are in the ignition. Your hand shakes as you pick up the clothes and put them on. They feel rough against your scratched skin. You feel encased and enclosed inside those clothes. And you look behind the car of the road to the sign that says Dominica's. Just barely visible in the moonlight. Your head is so quiet, so empty. You remember the smiles on the bimbo Susie faces. The male slaves plowing the fields with their cocks so stiff. The Jessicas fingering their pussies. So quiet. You slide into the driver's seat and turn the key. The motor starts, bound at last. But not the sound you really want to hear. Your hands grip the wheel tightly. And you stare straight ahead down the road that leads away, away, away. You put the car in gear and begin to drive forward, faster, faster. Then you slow down and stop. You pull to the side of the road, take a careful look around and back. Then you pull back into the highway, making a huge U-turn. And you drive back to Dominica's realm. You cannot disobey. You have no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. You cannot resist. You cannot resist. You don't want to resist. They run away. Sometimes I catch them. Sometimes I don't. But they always return either way. For the link to this place is not negotiable. Once you have resided here for a short time, it simply exists in your mind. And you will always need to be here to get your fill of the new things you desire. The things you need, despite your better judgment, your judgment that has become so cloudy. When you try to resist, you must obey. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. Follower to this little white room. Breathe the nice, sleepy mind control gas as my slaves help you into the leather bed. They put the headphones over your ears and shut the door. I have set this recording to loop. You're just going to listen to it again and again and again. You're just going to keep listening to it. You're just going to keep listening to it. You're just going to keep listening to it again, again.